We're in Simin Samach Vav in Hilkas Krishma. We're actually at towards the end of the Simin, and we will be finishing the Simin. We'll be doing Sifim Tes and Yud. Says the Machaber, Ein Lanos Kaddish Ukedusha Ben Gula Litfila. A person should not answer Kaddish between Gula Litfila, that means after Gaal Yisrael. So even those things that one is allowed to answer Be'emza Perik, in the middle of a parsha of Krishna, he should not be answering after Gaal Yisrael. The Ketzat Osa, so what does he do if he realizes that he is going to miss the Amen of Kaddish, an Amen of Shomea Tefillah or Kel HaKadosh, similarly Kadosh Kadosh and Baruch Kvod, what does he do? So Mamtin B'Shira Chadosha Kedei Lanos, he should wait at Shira Chadosha, which is Be'emza Perik, and there he can answer those Amens in Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Brura that with regard to Modim, what he should do is bow a little bit at the beginning of Tefillah, or work it out that he starts the Shmon Esrei in a way that he's bowing at the time that the Tzibur is davening. The Mishnah Brura mentions that some hold that on Shabbos there's no Isser being Mafsig and Gula L'Tfila. So Lamaisa, this is going to be discussed later. The limud of Gula L'Tfila is from the fact that in Tehillim, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali is followed by Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So there are those who learn that that does not apply on Shabbos, which is not Yom Tzara. So this will be discussed later in the Mishnah Brura. Now the Machaber said that the person waits at Shira Chadosha. The Mishnah Brura says that he didn't mean that Bedavka. Just before Tzur Yisrael is just as good. Sif Yud. So the Machaber says, Kol mi shelo amar emes v'yatziv shachris, v'emes v'emuna arvis, lo yotzo yedei choves ha-mitzvah ketikuna. Somebody that didn't say these brachas of emes v'yatziv in the morning and emes v'emuna at night was not yotza the mitzvah kitikuna. He was not yotza the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. Says the Ramah, Hagam yishu onus v'dochuk v'en lo p'nai le'ispal miyadach ha-krishma. What happens if someone who doesn't have time to say all of Shema, the brachas, and Shmon Esrei? Yikra krishma ad emes. So he should say Shema with the brachas up until the word emes. The Yamtin Lomer Shara Bracha Achi Yispalel Shaoz Yomer V'Yatziv Enocham. Now, what the Ramah is trying to say is that if a person has time to say Shema with the brachas, but not Shmona Esrei, and he'll be davening Shmona Esrei later, he's better off leaving out the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv when he says Shema with the brachas, and saying that together with Shmona Esrei, so that he'll be Soma Gula Litfila. The Yispalel, and then he'll daven Kadesh Yisma Gula Litfila. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brura brings down that the right thing to do is that he should just say Shema without the brachas, and then later he should say Shema with the brachas. Meaning, we do not say Shema with all of its brachas, and then stop at Emes V'Yatziv, and then come back and say Emes V'Yatziv until Shmon Esrei. Where we would apply the Ramah's case is not L'chatchila, but B'di'evet. Somebody found at the end of Shema that he wasn't able to continue. So what he should do is wait. He's going to come back later and say Emes V'Yatziv. So if he was mafsik between the parsha of Vayomer and the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv anyway, instead of coming back and saying Emes V'Yatziv, if he knows that he can't say Shmon Esrei yet, he should wait with Emes V'Yatziv until he actually says Shmon Esrei. Now, with regard to this halacha of saying Emes V'Yatziv in the morning and Emes V'Emun in the evening, the halacha is that the nusach habracha is not ma'akev b'di'evet. However, if someone, say for some reason, after Hashem Elokeichem Emes, continued with V'Emunah and it's morning, or he continued with Emes V'Yatziv and it's night, the halacha is, if he reminds himself before he finished the bracha of Gal Yisrael, what he's supposed to do is go back and say the correct nusach, so that he'd say Emes V'Emunah by night, Emes V'Yatziv in the morning. If, however, he completed the bracha, the halacha is b'di'evet, you are yotze. So what we've learned, therefore, is that with regard to the bracha of Yotzer Or and Ma'ariv Aravim, they are ma'akev. If you said Hamariv, if you said Hashem B'dvar Ma'ariv Aravim at Shachris, b'di'evet, you're not yotze. If you said the bracha of Yotzer Or at Mariv instead of Asher B'dvaro, you're not Yotzer B'dievet. Whereas, Ava Solom and Ava Rabba, you are Yotzer whether you said the morning one or the evening one. And for the bracha of Emes V'Yatziv versus Emes V'Emuna, there too you are Yotzer whether you said the morning one or the evening one. Either one would be good. The Mishnah Berurah brings up the Tur B'Shem the Yerushalmi. That what you're supposed to have in as a kiyum of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Malchus Shamayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Makis Bechoris. The Mishnah Berurah says that there's a mashmos of the Rashba that this is ma'akiv even b'di'evet, but he leaves this as a tzorachian. He leaves this as a tzorachian. Whether or not it's really ma'akev, the mashmas, it would seem from other places that you would be yotza, even though you didn't mention all of these points.